What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. I'm Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And we're going to play a clip. Now, this is a pilot, and he's speaking of one of the things that they've been doing is they've been spraying us. They want to, I mean, everywhere we turn, the enemy. And what's happening, too, this is, if you understand where these things come from, the big pharma, the mRNA, this is witchcraft. The word pharmakia means witchcraft. I mean, folks, wizards, and here in a huge, huge scale, Pfizer, Moderna, these other companies are committing witchcraft. And people are getting sick and people are dying. And the fake news media is totally clueless. In fact, the vast majority of the people in this country have any idea that what we're seeing is we're seeing the occult, the witchcraft taking over the country. But go ahead and take it away, Style.
Bill Gates is spraying airborne mRNA on dense urban populations and rural areas with low vaccine uptake, according to a commercial airline pilot who has come forward to blow the whistle on chemtrails operations in North America and Europe. As the globalist elite find it harder to convince humanity to submit to COVID mRNA shots and endless boosters, they're having to find deceitful new ways to force their mRNA on us. According to pilots familiar with the scheme, the new airborne mRNA, known as AirVax, is designed to deliver the vaccine right into people's lungs, bypassing the need for injections and the need for consent. In the last 12 months, the mainstream media has begun preparing the public for the revelation that the global elite have been secretly spraying chemtrails on the population for decades. This is a slow reveal, and the elite are using the media to spread their doom-mongering climate predictions in the hopes that the public will be terrified into accepting chemtrails as a solution to climate change. However, the climate change narrative is nothing more than a cover story. How do we know? Declassified documents released decades ago proved the real genocidal intent of the government's top-secret chemtrail agenda.
This next story is so unbelievable, we didn't think it could possibly be true. But after receiving thousands of records and declassified reports from the Army, it's confirmed that during the Cold War, the United States military conducted secret tests on unsuspecting people in the city of St. Louis. A local sociologist will make her findings public tomorrow, but she spoke first to the I-Team's Lisa Zygmunt.
Lisa Martino Taylor's life work has been to uncover details of the Army's ultra-secret military experiments carried out in St. Louis and other cities during the 1950s and 60s.
This study was secretive for a reason. They didn't have volunteers stepping up and saying, yeah, I'll breathe zinc cadmium sulfide with radioactive particles.
These Army archive pictures show how the tests were done in Corpus Christi, Texas in the 1960s. In Texas, planes were used to drop the chemical, but in St. Louis, the Army placed chemical sprayers on buildings and station wagons. City officials were kept in the dark about the tests. The Cold War cover story was that the Army was testing smoke screens to protect cities from a Russian attack. The truth, according to Martino Taylor, was much more sinister.
It's pretty shocking. The level of duplicity and secrecy. Clearly, they went to great lengths to deceive people.
Some things don't change. the government is still going to great lengths to deceive the people. Only now the smokescreen is climate change rather than the Cold War.
The greatest concentration of this compound was sprayed near the Pruitt-Igoe housing complex just south of downtown St. Louis. It was home to 10,000 low-income people, and an estimated 70% were under the age of 12.
Martino Taylor claims they all unknowingly inhaled this compound morning, noon, and night so the government could measure its effects on their lungs.
So this was in violation of all medical ethics, all international codes, and the military's own policy at that time.
Fast forward to 2024, and everybody in North America and most of Europe is inhaling toxic chemicals and airborne mRNA, according to whistleblower pilots, who reveal that governments are working hand-in-glove with the military and private contractors to operate the top-secret operations. According to one commercial airline pilot, who's been doing in-depth research into chemtrails, there are thousands of people in the US, and as many again across Europe, who are involved in the business of chemtrails, most of whom have some idea of what they're doing. Speaking anonymously, with his voice digitized to protect his identity, the pilot, who asked to be called John, explains that many people within the aviation industry are fearing for their lives.
Everybody working in aviation understands the stakes are high and whistleblowers get whacked. They don't last long. The stakes are too high. You see what happened to that Boeing guy? All he did was try and talk about safety, cutting corners, basic things. Try talking about chemtrails. You won't last a minute. Everyone working on chemtrails in any capacity understands this. There are thousands of these people, and none of them are talking. You've got the pilots, many of them are military or ex-military, and they know how to keep quiet. Then you've got commercial planes involved, too. These guys have signed NDAs, and they understand the gravity of what they're doing. They have to understand what they're doing because they sign dangerous goods declarations whenever there are hazardous chemicals on board. These commercial planes are modified with conversions that are easy to roll on, roll off. But these pilots, yeah, you know what they know what they're doing. The same goes for engineers and air traffic controllers. They can't not know. Chemtrail planes don't appear on flight radar. A lot of people have noticed this while watching a plane leave grid-like patterns above their houses in the countryside. There's no trace of the plane on flight radar websites. Ghost planes. So air traffic control and the government and military are all involved. If they weren't, an unregistered plane not appearing on flight radars would be taken out within minutes by Air Force. You have to realize there are thousands of people involved, but a lot of these people believe chemtrails are in the public interest. They've been told by their superiors that they're fighting climate change, they're making the world a better place, and that they are doing what's necessary. But the public can't find out under any circumstances. So these guys, they think they're doing something glamorous and exciting, like working for the CIA or military intelligence. They think they're James Bond.
In reality, these misguided souls following orders from above are responsible for spraying densely populated urban areas with highly toxic and carcinogenic chemicals, including, as John explains, airborne mRNA. As Science Translational Medicine's editor Courtney Malo explained in his new article, newly developed airborne vaccines can be used to disseminate mRNA widely and rapidly without relying on injections or the need to seek consent.
We've been looking into this because we started hearing reports from colleagues that something had changed in the storage facilities on board and they weren't signing hazardous goods forms anymore. In the US, the military is spraying mRNA. From what we understand, mRNA is being sprayed in remote areas and cities where vaccine uptake is lagging. In Europe, we hear that it's a combination of military and commercial planes. Many of these guys don't understand what they're doing, but we know that in the US, the military has been spraying chemicals on populations for decades now. Our research suggests that mRNA is a military-developed product, and the cover story involving Moderna and Pfizer was just for cover. In reality, mRNA was a DOD and deep state product made in conjunction with the globalists around 10 years ago. The Project Warp Speed, 8-month production schedule, that was all kabuki theater. Part of the grand plan to brainwash the masses, force them into mass formation psychosis. So it's no surprise the Pentagon is involved in administering mRNA to the masses.
What else are they spraying? As John explains, they've done tests in Europe using mass spectrometry to analyse the residue that settles on cars and windows during periods of heavy chemtrail pollution. The results from Europe are disturbing, to say the least.
It's important to understand how toxic this stuff is. We're talking about graphene oxide, aluminum oxide, barium, and mRNA. These are some of the most toxic metals in the universe. I have young children. To think they're being slowly poisoned with this stuff, when I saw the results on these tests, I became radicalized. There's no other word for it. A fire was lit inside me. I've been researching ever since, and this is very dangerous, but I quickly realized that I'm not the only one in the industry, far from the only one, who wants to expose this.
Chemtrails aren't the only crimes against our children and crimes against humanity. They are also crimes against the natural world. The chemicals from the chemtrails land on plants and get into the grass, which animals are then eating. When aluminium gets into the soil, it slowly kills everything. Aluminium promotes autism in children and Alzheimer's disease in adults. They've sprayed so much aluminium and chemtrails around the world that bees have elevated levels of aluminium and they're starting to develop a form of Alzheimer's. When bees stop fertilizing flowers and pollinating our crops, we'll be totally reliant on the elite for our food.
There's a theory that the real goal of spraying chemtrails is to convert the atmosphere into plasma for weather modification, scalar mind control technology, geotectonic warfare, and other nefarious uses. From what I can see, and my colleagues agree with me, it's all part of a control apparatus. The root cause is the depopulation agenda. This is at the heart of everything. If you've been listening to the crap that's been coming out of the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the European Union, these sorts of places, you can connect the dots yourself.
You won't be surprised to hear that Bill Gates is a key player in the plot to deliver airborne mRNA to the masses without their consent.
There are a lot of companies that apply for geoengineering contracts, and when we've looked into their funding, it always leads back to the Gates Foundation. From what we understand, Gates is fanatical about disseminating mRNA far and wide. He's also developing ways to lace the food supply with mRNA. So we're experiencing a two-pronged attack at the moment.
This information, while shocking, should not come as a surprise to anybody who's been paying attention. Dr. William Deagle warned us almost 20 years ago that the government and military were engaged in spraying operations and using climate change as a smokescreen.
Chemtrails. And chemtrails, by the way, barium salts are in chemtrails. They are 10,000 times more toxic to your nervous system than lead. They contain mycobacteria, viruses, Pseudomonas florensis bacteria, human plasma. Wonder what human plasma is doing in chemtrails. And this is not by conjecture. I did a lot of research before I'd ever say this, but these chemtrails are nasty. And there's three reasons for chemtrails. The first is they, and I talked to my NSA buddies at Fort Carson, Peterson Air Force Base, and Buckley, where I was actually their doctor taking care of the pilots flying and spraying the chemtrails. So I know it's real. If anybody says it's not real, they're full of it. Okay, because I'm a whistleblower. On the inside, it's not open for discussion. And my NSA buddies told me, 95% of them told me, they were up there trying to spray to reflect the sun out to stop global warming. So most of them are dumb enough to believe that garbage. Okay? And also in the chemtrails, and there's a link directly that Jeff Rance has found out, and I'm going to have Dr. Staninger and Dr. Carjou on in about a week on my radio show. And I've done some investigations, and there's very solid evidence now that Morgellons is caused by a silicon-based nanomachine life form that does not originate on planet Earth. Is that not interesting? This is a silicon-based life form that is intelligent like bees or ants, and it fights back. Conversion of the atmosphere into a plasma for weather modification, geotectonic warfare, scalar mind control technologies, the woodpecker, which has been discovered back in the 70s, HARP, the Tetris system in the United Kingdom, Gwen Towers in the United States, and the Iridium satellite system connected to the cell towers and the smart highways is all based on not only sending out a signal to track you, but Nokia, which is one of the leading cell companies, has figured out a new way to cut down the need for increased amount of signal by 3 to 5 times as many cell phones in the same signal area by beaming the signal directly to you. But they can also, besides the cell signal, they can actually have a biocoded signal to your DNA to affect your physiology and insert thoughts into your mind. And they have this technology today.
The Georgia Guidestones told us that the global elite want to reduce the population to 500 million. Since then, a procession of globalist ghouls, often speaking from their safe space in Davos, have made the same pronouncements about eugenics and depopulation. The elite's strange code of ethics requires that they tell us what they're going to do to us, using occult code and symbols. The problem for the elite is that we have cracked the code, and we can see what they are doing to us. We understand the real purpose of Agenda 2030 and their so-called sustainable development goals. We understand that when they say they are spraying the skies to fight climate change, they actually have far more nefarious goals in mind. We also understand that barium, aluminium, and graphene oxide should not be injected into our children, nor should they be sprayed all over us from a great height. Here are the people's voice. We are determined to continue holding the global elite to account for their crimes against humanity.
This is why, Joe, this is why we need to pray, because, again, God is on the throne, he's complete control, and he's watching it. And if his people will call upon him and be obedient to him, he will move. He doesn't have a problem upsetting the apple cart for all of the Communist Party, Antichrist, world global system, does he?
Now, he knows every thought, everything that's happening, and he's waiting for his people to do as he's asked, as he's commanded, as he's laid out our instructions.
Well, you have here, America First Legal sends directives to all 50 states on preventing illegal aliens from voting amidst reports of Biden regime distributing Social Security numbers and voter registrations to illegals. Okay, here, a conservative legal group has sent letters to officials in every state urging them to enforce existing laws. Now, they're not going to do that in Washington State. You don't even have to be a resident of the state now, do you?
No, you don't.
And so they're
Washington State has gone totally insane.
Totally communist. Absolutely communist, antichrist communist. Here, and of course, we're going to see that in the blue states. That's going to happen there. They're gearing up for as much election fraud as they could possibly do.
He mentioned that they need to get started on this right away because all of these things take some time. And I think the one thing I remember hearing, he said if they act now, they can get a lot of this done by the election. But if these attorney generals and governors take too long to get these implemented, it won't be effective. So
Absolutely.
This is something that everybody could call their governor of their state and ask them to, look at this and do likewise. Make sure that no illegal aliens are registered to vote in their state. They have the power and the authority, according to the Constitution, right?
Yeah, in Ohio. We have a real problem, though, because we do have a lot of rhinos, the 22 Rhino Blue. Oh, some of the rhinos are gone now. But these are actually Democrats, that ran as Republicans. And we warned and warned and warned and warned people that they were. And the people didn't pay attention. They just looked at the R after their name and how many signs were out. And they didn't know, okay?
They didn't do their due diligence. Like we tell them with Scripture, if a pastor's preaching something, you're supposed to go look it up and read for yourself and make sure you're listening to the real gospel. And it's like anything nowadays that they hear on the news or the Internet, you should go and check things out. You cannot believe anymore just something somebody's saying.
There Absolutely.
Is disinformation. The enemy calls it disinformation, misinformation, but they're the ones that are lying, and they call the truth disinformation, misinformation. So if it's the mainstream media calling it a lie, you can pretty well bet it's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a good example of that is here, what they're doing here in Ohio, they're trying to push, they want to make this amend the Constitution, and what they're calling it is fair, where you're having the precincts where you have the putting together and marking out, laying out the different precincts, the different areas, you know, where districting. That's what the word I was trying to think of.
Redistricting, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're calling it fair districting. They want to make that, you know.
What they want to do is redistrict in their advantage is what the goal
is. Right, exactly. It's exactly the opposite of what's like.
What they said, right.
Like Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. It's redistricting for Democrat advantage. Don't ever let them tell you that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get all the information I can on that and keep putting it out and keep putting it out between now and November. And so we'll do what we can on that and have some people who have been really studying this here on the program. But Elon Musk warns Democrats are planning to steal more elections with non-citizen votes. Well, guess what? We kind of figured that, right?
We were telling people they were... We did a story where the couple of the NGOs were telling the migrants while they were coming through South America, different places, receiving aid, food, and help, they were telling them to register to vote. If they get to register for a driver's license, yeah, whatever they do, register to vote and get out and vote. So they were told this before they even crossed the border and got here illegally.
Right. According to Axios,
story, a long time ago,
right, House Democrats, Communist Party, are predictably planning to strike down legislation that would require proof of U.S. citizens to vote in federal elections. Responding to podcaster Tim Pool, Elon Musk said the reason that Democrats are doing this is because they want to cheat. No kidding. federal elections, as they have done repeatedly over recent cycles, and so as extensively reported by the Gateway Pundit and other conservative media organizations, huge numbers of non-citizens are allowed to vote in federal elections, in many cases causing actively encouraged to or solicited to do so by the Democratic Communist Party lawmakers and their allies. And Musk, meanwhile, has reported he raised concerns that the electoral integrity and his nearly 190 million followers on Platform X last month, he warned that the electronic voting machines were at risk of being hacked and should therefore be eliminated from the electoral system.
Maybe people will listen to him that didn't listen to us. We did a big story about one of the world's leading experts, and I can't offhand remember his name, but he was a great expert. He went to court and took one of those machines and in front of the judge with a pen showed how he could change the outcome on that machine with just a pen that he took from the prosecuting attorney.
In less than 5 minutes.
In less than 5 minutes, and showed the judge and the whole court. And guess what? We've never heard a peep about that from anybody since that happened. Not one congressman, could I find one senator, took this information and did anything with it, complained, wanted to write a bill, started an investigation. The entire thing just died right after that story. There was not one more blip of news that I could find. And you know me, I look.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. You know, one of the stories we never did cover, it was out there, was that Representative Matt Gaetz, he was pointing out that Dana Bash's, she was using and showing you how she was trying to use hand signals during the debate. He's got a video he shows you. Matt Gaetz recently shared a video that shows CNN's Dana Bash giving hand signals during the Trump-Biden debate. On Post-X, Gaetz shared the video and wrote, "Dana Bash, what are you doing?" In the video, Bash was moderated the debate. Can be seen pointing to her right, in the direction of Joe Biden. Many users on X speculated that Bash's move was to alert Biden that it was his turn to speak.
Probably. That makes... I didn't go into that story about DementiaGate much because it's about a 12-page report going back all over the years. But Bob Unruh has been a good, solid reporter, news reporter for years and years and years. And he's gone into this in great, great detail. And the number of people that had to know what was going on is just tremendous. So this is a national cover-up. It's been a national disgrace. It's probably one of the biggest disgraces in American history. This is bigger than Nixon and Watergate, just because everybody was involved, the press, the government, the Democratic Party. You know, it's almost like a national lies.
Absolutely. You know, Joe, people always want to know, can I get that article? Could you get me that article? In other words, they'll send us a letter, maybe the article we sent out or we read, a month ago, and then they'll write us and they'll want to know if we can find that article for them. Well, we're very, very shorthanded where it comes to office staff. We're
right.
Really.
We have a list of the stories, but we don't have the people who could post it up on the internet on a daily basis. Here's a list, and we don't do all the stories on the list. We do certain ones depending on how the show goes.
Joe, you know what? That if they just get the newsletter, it's free.
Uh-huh.
And they'll get the. So we send the top articles we send out there. It's free, and they'll have it all printed out. All they have to do is make copies, right?
Right. And so, pass it on to friends, family, people at work, your church. You can save us a lot of money by handing out, making a few copies. Most people have access to a copy machine. Most people have one in their home these days.
All right, so tell the folks how they can get the newsletter, Joe.
Well, all they have to do is write to WRWL Ministries, just WRWL. The address is 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, the city of Newberry, Newbury, that's state of Ohio, 44065. One more time real quick, WRWL. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And if you couldn't get that written down, you can find that information at wrwl.org.
Right.
People remember that, wrwl.org.
Absolutely, and they can get they can get on that mailing list. Don't cost them anything.
Name, address, and phone number, because sometimes we can't read your writing or you leave out a number. All of us make mistakes, trust me. I mailed off a check a while back and forgot to sign it.
Yeah.
So we all do it, folks. So give us that information. Name, address, and phone number.
Terrifying. Mueller's hatchet man, Andrew Weissmann, melts down over SCOTUS as the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. Floats absurd SEAL team assassination hypothetical. Mueller's hatchet man Andrew Weissmann melted down on Monday after the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that Trump had absolute immunity for his core constitutional powers. What do you think? Why do you think Weissmann's so afraid, Joe? What do you think he did that has him so afraid?
Well, he's violated his oath, the Constitution. I think there are quite a few things there we could go into that he's done.
Right.
It put him in jeopardy.
And Mueller himself, former presidents are entitled to at least presumption of immunity for their official acts. The Supreme Court ruled there is no immunity for unofficial acts. You can make the argument that it's official conduct. At the very least, presumptuously, Weissmann said, referring to the absurd hypothetical argument that a president could order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival. Now, that's something that Joe Biden would be much more likely to do.
Yeah, and again, that is not covered by this presidential immunity. That is a crime of treason. The president does not have the power to authorize the military to take a civilian life, let alone a political opponent.
So now Biden
they exaggerate everything, take everything out of text, and use it to make another lie.
So Biden is saying that all the things now that's passed, that he's going to be immune from prosecution, for bringing in millions of terrorists, of illegals into this country, which is committing high treason. He committed high treason.
Yes, he has, and we know that he knew all about Hunter's activities and working with the bribes and taking money. And even if it didn't, they can't prove it went directly to him. As long as it went to someone in his family, he's still guilty, guilty, guilty.
All righty.
Selling
Hang
access.
Tight. We'll be back right after this. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Amen. Blessed by you. And Joe, here, a private citizen cannot criminally prosecute anyone, let alone a former president. Clarence Thomas questions Jack Smith's authority in blistering opinion on a ruling. Anyhow, Thomas is saying here that, wait a minute, Smith, who appointed you?
He's illegitimate, and he made that pretty clear, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's a warning. That's what we call a shot across the bow.
All right. And Trump's lawyer, what's her name? She looks like, I guess there's an investigation into that. So it looks like, and the one that appointed him, both him and Smith, and that's Merrick Garland, have committed a number of crimes in the process.
Yeah, so, well, they've broken a bunch of regulations and laws, but who's going to hold them liable?
Absolutely.
It's like this. I think one of the biggest stories that the lamestream media hasn't put out there, the Heritage Foundation has been working on, it formed a nonpartisan commission on China and COVID-19. They did this quite a while back. We mentioned that they were starting it. The new report out is showcasing the dire consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy. They said it cost $18 trillion. They placed the blame on the Chinese government. This includes, they came up with this figure, the death of the Americans, the loss of income, the lasting negative effects on education, mental health, physical health caused by the COVID virus. And the excess deaths were worth about $8.6 trillion. Lost income to the economy, about $1.8 trillion. Chronic conditions like long COVID, $6 trillion. Mental health losses, $1 trillion. And education, they figured in the nearly half a trillion dollars. It goes on just basically why the Chinese destroyed samples, records, they imprisoned journalists, blocked investigations. Now, they said our government, of course, had complicity in, starting things, but basically it was the Chinese. And then they gave a whole list of recommendations for Congress that Congress could hold China accountable. Establish a bipartisan COVID commission, create a bipartisan reparation or compensation task force, filing civil claims against China, decoupling the U.S. government and commercial supply chains with Chinese-owned companies. Oh, yes. We get, what is it, 83% of all our medicines from China. Dumb. And then auditing of all U.S. government funding of biomedical research activities in China and in the United States. But that's only been on certain websites like World News Daily. It is nowhere on the mainstream media or even Fox News, any place like that. It's not important for the people to know that that all these bipartisan different people, a large panel, spent a lot of months, looked through everything, and it's quite a report. People just have to look it up. The Heritage Foundation's Nonpartisan Commission on China, you'll be able to find the report and look it up on the web at the Heritage Foundation.
All righty. The big Mexican cartels are ramping up their operations in Hawaii as America's fentanyl crisis continues to grow. Mexican drug cartels include Sinaloa and the Jalisco New Generation Cartel are aggressively expanding into Hawaii, flooding the island with methamphetamines and fentanyl. Local authorities told media outlet KNOH2, the Sinaloa and CJNG are expanding businesses in the island state by sending drugs via passengers' luggage, mailed packages, body carriers flying into Honolulu International Airport. Looks like they're not prepared to handle all of this.
No, they weren't, and the cartels are. They're experts at knowing how to transport drugs. And people, they've gotten people to drive, young students to drive for them, get people across the border. They've given money to old people who are hungry, don't have enough to live on, getting them, paying them to do deliveries. They use every trick in the book. And No, we're not prepared. We haven't been prepared. We forget how big. And they're worldwide organizations now. They're more powerful than many nations. They have more soldiers than a lot of countries. They have more income than a great number of countries in the world. And yet we just act like it's nothing.
That's because we're working hand and fist with them. Now, the Biden regime is working hand and everybody's making money off the all of the Democratic Communist Party members.
You notice it all goes back to they're making money. The military-industrial complex, the crooked politicians are what making money, getting rich. The corrupt people dealing with China, with Mexico. I mean, the love of money is the root of all evil. These people are corrupt. They're selling out their country. But what gets me, Pastor, is they're selling out the future to their children and their grandchildren for their personal greed. And I don't sometimes wonder, do they really realize what, you know, the risk that they're putting their own family members in the future in? Or are they just so blinded by the greed they cannot see the dire consequences coming?
Well, I think they're blinded by the greed. I mean, if you take a look at how what has taken place today here with, you know, their own children, they can afford to keep them away from that, but no. Here, and you take a look at this, you know, remember the Clintons and the governor's school, and Hillary ran that.
Yeah.
And so,
did.
Yeah.
Well,
and here,
you see in the news, though, so often there'll be a teenager, a good kid, somebody slipped them something that, you know, they were going to experiment with a drug. Well, it has fentanyl, something that never should have had fentanyl does. Sooner or later, some of these, well, we've seen it happen to Hollywood movie stars. We've seen it some politicians' children. Sooner or later, it's going to happen to some of these big people that are pushing all this stuff. They're one of their grandchildren, somebody's going to accidentally get fentanyl and die. I mean, there's going to be retribution one way or the other.
Well, that does happen. That does happen. I mean, look at the Biden crime family. Look at, you know, Hunter, you know, with all of his drug problems. Look at the people involved. Look at Biden's daughter, you know.
Yep, the problems that they've had, yep.
Sooner
or later, it is going to affect people.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of that because there's so many of those on the left that do doing drugs. And I mean, look, when you find packages of cocaine in the White House,
there's a problem somewhere.
And you wonder, well, how did that get there? I don't know. Maybe it was...
it must have been one of the Secret Service agents, right?
Yeah, that's who it had to be. One of the ones that maybe he was given Biden's dog to keep from biting him, okay?
It could be. That's a good one. Oh, that is a good one, Pastor. That was brilliant.
Well, these people do nothing. There's nothing about the Democrats that is not corrupted here. Good article.
Yeah. Even the dogs. I mean, you know, how many dogs have they gone through? And that last one had to bite, what was it? I mean, it was a double-digit number of agents that were bitten, a couple severely, before they were able to get rid of the dog. And he seems to have nothing but mean dogs around him. They say a dog takes on the owner's personality. That's a hint, folks.
Yeah. I remember what they said, Joe, before, when they were talking about President Trump and they were going to sentence him, and some of the reporters asked Joe, and he turned and he had this really wicked-looking grin on his face. Well, the chickens are coming home to roost, you know, with the Bidens, aren't they, out there? I remember hearing him, and he was talking to one of his crooked associates, and Biden was saying, listen, we'll teach you, you don't fool with the Bidens. Nobody gets away with fooling with the Bidens, he was telling them. And Biden didn't know that there was a live mic around.
Live mic, right. Yeah, that was put out. I found one quote way back. I wanted to get on air tonight. I never figured this one out. It was in 2009. He was saying, people are always asking me, what are you talking about, Joe? You're telling me we have to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer is yes. That's what I'm telling you. And then a little later, he was he called out a friend. He called the friend a butt buddy, and he bragged about knowing three presidents intimately. I thought, boy, I wonder if he had any idea what he was saying. If he did, it tells a lot. If not, it just says this man has no idea half the time what he's saying. One of the two, I don't know which it was, but it's got to be one of two things to talk like that, right?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing that you're saying that, because there's an article here that says that Biden and Obama, you know, that Biden had threatened Obama to make public his homosexuality. Well, you know,
we were exposing that on the air.
Right.
I didn't think it was a big secret, but I guess according to other people in the world, it was a very big secret.
Yeah. Here's something that, you know, that, again, the Republicans are such paper tigers. You know, I praise the good Lord, like Josh Hawley. You know, I wish we had more like Josh Hawley, but we out there, or Ted Cruz, or, you know, Jim Jordan, these people. But we have such wimps, so many wimps in the Republican Party here. Just in, GOP-led House Committee adopts amendment to reduce A.G. Garland's salary to $1. Big stinking deal. The guy's a multimillionaire. He doesn't need the money. You know, why haven't you arrest done to him what he's done to so many innocent people? The Republicans, you know, you've had a number of congressmen, God bless them, that are, you know, furious, saying, arrest this guy. He's broken the law. Do what you said you were going to do. No, well, we're going to try to sue him in court. No. He's violated the law. He's lied under oath. He's refused to turn over the tapes. Arrest him. You know, like what he's done to the innocent people, and put all these innocent people in prison. But, you know, the Republic, just in, GOP-led House Committee adopts amendment to reduce A.G. Garland's salary to $1 until he releases the Biden hard tapes. He doesn't need that money.
No, he can live without his salary, so it's kind of totally mute, right?
Right. There you go.
You have to have somebody that's got something to lose.
Yeah.
You said something, if we've got time real quick, Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley has come out, and he's talking about we need in this country to take down the pride flags, put up In God We Trust on our buildings. And he's saying the nation must reclaim the Christian principles for the sake of our future. He gave a big speech here, and he said America's recovery begins with religion. And he's talking about the Christian religion. He said the West Christian legacy has been hollowed out in the past half century. The economy distorted to fit the interests of the globalist elite. And if Americans want to conserve what is best about our country, we must reestablish a God-centered worldview. It's a Christian worldview in our society and institutions like education. And he goes on and talks, you know, about other countries failing and falling. And
he talked about the Ulrich and the Visigoths. How they sacked Rome. Remember Rome? Rome said it was an invincible city, the eternal city. Rome would always be there, but they were taken over. The Roman Senate becomes Sodomite.
Sodomites, yeah. They brought Rome down. They quit having children. They quit going for the pleasure principle, you know, like the cultural Marxists. Make love, not war, and they, the women started not having babies and sex with each other. Yeah,
you know, Joe.
The morals.
Yep, you know, we're at that time where we come to, because
so quick.
Yeah, well, again, we're at the time where it's the most important part when we leave people thinking about that. You know, like right now, tonight, there's probably some people listening to us right now, and they might be thinking about what they're going to do in the morning, but they're not going to do it because maybe tonight their soul will be required of them. All over this planet, all over the planet tonight, people will have their souls required of them, so they won't be awake tomorrow. They'll be deceased. And what will happen during that time, they will have been judged. It's appointed all men once to die and then the judgment. So there's a lot of people all over this earth that are here right now tonight. They've got no intention of dying. But tomorrow, they're going to find themselves in heaven or hell. And folks out there, you don't want to be one that dies in your sin. It's not
so bad to die. It's to die in your sin is what's bad.
Yeah, because you can never undo that. Once it's done, right? I mean, it doesn't. And so there's a remedy to that.
Salvation goes at your death, right?
Right. And so what happens when you hear a preacher or someone witnessing to you, they're just the messenger. In other words, the fact that you're listening to this means God's speaking to you. He's telling you, okay, here's one more opportunity. What are you going to do? Well, if the smart person out there, if they have not already done it, they would pray to the Father. They would. They would pray to. They would say, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you a sinner, Lord, and I'm asking you right now, I'm begging you to forgive me my sins, Father God. Please forgive me my sins. And then what would they do, Joe? Then they would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. They should.
Because this is exactly what Jesus told them. And then they would say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, be the Lord of my life, all of my life, all of, without any reservations. And then Jesus said that he must be put first. They have to put him first before everyone and everything. And if they do that, well, does God always honor a commitment?
Always honors his commitment. His word cannot fail. He cannot lie.
So if they do that, and they ask the Lord Jesus to be Lord of, and they mean that, then they will become a new creature. They will become an heir of the kingdom. Who owns the earth and the fullness thereof?
The Lord.
Okay, so
he owns the heavens and the earth.
And so if you're an heir with the Lord, if you're an heir of the kingdom, are you not also in possession of not just this planet Earth, but the entire universe out there, right?
Yes. I mean, everything is his. All creation, everything in the entire universe is his.
And so when that happens, you become a new creature, an heir of the kingdom, a born-again believer, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Again, in all of these things that we're telling you, folks, you've got God's word on it. And so why is it we believe so much? Well, folks, we've got 6,000 years of history, 6,000 years of God doing exactly what he says, exactly when he says, exactly how he says, folks. And again, there is no greater power, no greater authority, no greater source of wisdom in the entire existence than God's word. So do that. Do it tonight. Don't, if you listen to this, don't take a chance. Do it tonight. Well, Joe, we've come to that time that we're coming to every night at this time. So it is time to say thank all of you folks out there. Thank you all of you for being here with us tonight. And we just want to say to you, God bless.
Yes, God
and
bless.
And good night.
Good night.
God bless, and get ready. He say, always, always, always.
Always.
Ready? Okay. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.